The governor and I are going to cut the red tape here, shorten this form right in your, in front of your very eyes.
Scary. Red tape, state officials say, discourages many who are eligible from applying for Minnesota Care. So the other day at a neighborhood health clinic in northeast Minneapolis, Governor Jesse Ventura and Department of Human Services Commissioner Michael O'Keefe stretched out the 20-page long Minnesota Care form and hacked it down to a fifth its size.
That goes, and there is the new form. That is the new form.
The new application is 4 pages long, and officials predict the streamlined version will encourage thousands who are eligible to apply. But Cheryl Leducer says the Minnesota Care premium, the average is $18 a month, but can run much higher depending on income, is still out of reach.
It's frustrating. It is. I've gone to get Minnesota Care, and they still wanted way too much money than we could afford. Then I tried to get medical assistance, and they said we made too much money.
Cheryl Leducer is a part-time cook for a school district. Her husband has a full-time job. They have 6 children. Their combined income covers the house and the car payment and food. Leducer says there's nothing left over for health insurance. Her husband's employer offers a health plan, but it requires a big employee contribution.
I can't afford it. It takes his whole check up and ours, and we just can't make ends meet then.
Thousands of working Minnesotans are in the same fix, earning too much to go on welfare, too little to afford Minnesota Care premiums. Often there's another hitch. Diane Peters, coordinator of the 11 St. Mary's free clinics operated by the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet, says even if people can afford Minnesota Care premiums, they might not be eligible because they have access to another health care plan.
So if your employer has a health care plan that costs $500 a month, they pay $250. They require the employee to pay $250. If you can't afford that, you still can't get on Minnesota Care.
An obvious solution is to reduce Minnesota Care premiums and drop the restrictions. Open it to anyone without coverage as soon as they need it. But state lawmakers don't like expanding the program for 2 reasons. It's expensive, and it might tempt people to drop their private health care coverage for the state plan.
Yes, I got it. Okay.
People not on welfare or Minnesota Care often go without medical help unless they happen to hear about the St. Mary's clinics. Each year, the clinics give nearly 5,000 people, including Cheryl Leducer and her family, free health care. A small paid staff runs the network. The health care, ranging from treating ear infections to delivering babies, is donated by volunteer doctors and nurses. Nurse Carol Novak says most of the patients are one-time users who need short-term coverage.
So many patients that I see in the clinic are working in temporary jobs, so they don't have health insurance. Maybe they're going to school part-time to improve themselves, but can only then work part-time. Maybe they have just recently been unemployed but cannot afford the COBRA because it's so expensive.
COBRA is the acronym for health coverage employers must by law offer to workers who are fired or laid off, and it's an example of the options for people in Minnesota without health care. Another option is the publicly funded version of the St. Mary's Clinics, a network of 48 Twin Cities neighborhood health care services which offer free or reduced fee medical service. Still another option is the free care offered by many private sector Minnesota health companies. Dr. Peter Cermak's employer offers some free care to patients. But all of the options don't reach everyone. Cermak, a volunteer at the St. Mary's Midway Clinic in St. Paul, says reform is the way to patch the holes in this country's health care system.
I personally am in favor of some sort of universal health care. Somehow I think we have to do better to make adequate health care more universal.
But health care reform is elusive, and universal coverage does not appear likely anytime soon. So people either go without or seek help where they can find it. Cheryl Leducer remembers her daughter's persistent fever and her reluctance to use the free care at the St. Mary's clinics.
When she kept getting sick, I had to keep bringing her back. And then when I keep thinking, geez, you know, how can I come in here that often? And they accept me. And I do. I feel guilty a lot of times that I have to keep coming and I don't have anything to even pay them back. Nothing.
Cheryl Leducer. The St. Mary's Clinics network was started as a stopgap. Founders assumed it would be out of business as soon as the government enacted health care reform. 8 years later, the clinics are expanding their services, treating a growing number of people without health care coverage. Dan Olson, Minnesota Public Radio.